The Book of Esther, Chapter 3. After these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him, and set his seat above all the princes who were with him. And all the king's slaves who were in the king's gate bowed down to and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai did not bow down, nor reverence him. Then the king's slaves who were in the king's gate said to Mordecai, "Why do you transgress the king's commandment?" Now it came to pass when they spoke daily to him, and he didn't listen to them, that they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matters would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow down nor reverence him, then Haman was full of wrath. But it was contemptible in his eyes to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had made known to him the people of Mordecai. Therefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, which is the month Nisan in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast Pur, that is, the lot, before Haman from day to day, and from month to month to the 12th month, which is the month Adar. And Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "There is a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom, and their laws are diverse from those of every people. Neither do they keep the king's laws. Therefore it is not for the king's profit to allow them. If it pleases the king, let it be written that they are to be destroyed. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who have the charge of the king's business, to bring it into the king's treasuries." And the king took his ring from his hand, and gave it to Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the Jew's enemy. And the king said to Haman, "The silver is given to you, the people also, to do with them as it seems good to you." Then the king's scribes were called in the first month, on the 13th day of it. And there was written according to all that Haman commanded to the king's satraps, and to the governors who were over every province, and to the princes of every people, to every province according to its writing, and to every people after their language. In the name of King Ahasuerus was it written, and it was sealed with the king's ring. And letters were sent by posts into all the king's provinces, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. A copy of the writing, that the decree should be given out in every province, was published to all the peoples, that they should be ready against that day. The posts went forth in a hurry by the king's commandment, and the decree was given out in Shushan the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city of Shushan was perplexed,